Welcome to my home here. You got to look good, to play good.
All right, y'all ready to play 60?
Yeah! Let's
go. That's good feet, good feet.
Go, Jay!
Am I Eli? Yes, I'm Eli.
Good job, good job.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa. The Giants will resume their action tomorrow in Philadelphia when they take on the Eagles, looking for their first win of the season. We got a big show lined up for you. We're going to look back at last weekend's reunion weekend as the Giants honored the Super Bowl 42 champions on their 10-year anniversary. Plus, Brandon London takes a little road trip to Philadelphia. But to get things started, we take a look at Shane Vereen and back home in California.
Growing up here, it was a blessing. You know, it was great for me and my brother. And we were always outside, always playing baseball, basketball, football, track, you name it. You know, we kind of played it. And we had a great time. We had fun. And you know, these are memories that I wouldn't change for anything. You'll see some Pop Warner jerseys, like here. And you'll see this was mine here. I started playing football when I was 7 and 8. I just fell in love with it. And I always looked forward to football season. My dad played, and growing up, all I wanted to do was just be like him. Still, that's all I wanted to do, was just be like him. I wear 34 because he wore 34, and he was just my biggest role model.
This is him at UNLV. He was a running back, receiver, returner. This is Mama Vereen back in her days when she used to swing the racket. She still swings the racket well. Don't get it twisted. I think you can see the game face right here. She was not to be messed with. You are now at my high school, Valencia High School, and the one and only, if you will. Let's go say what's up to the head coach. Coach Mir.
What's going on?
What's up, baby?
How are you?
Good, good. Coach Mir, Larry Mir, head coach here at Valencia High School, was my head coach, still here today. He's going to take us around a little bit. I will show you guys around Valencia, where it all started. I think when I was going to school here, I always wanted to, you know, leave some type of lasting effect here. You know, still, the Valencia High School still means a lot to me. And still be able to call this home and try to get back as often as I can, see games when I can. So, it's still home to me. Seen many a packed houses in here. Great, great games. Fun games. Still remember them. Nothing like Friday Night Lights, you know.
Exactly.
There's nothing like it.
He was a big part of what we did in the running game, but not only in the running game, in the passing game. He did a ton of stuff in the passing game. So needless to say, a lot of big plays came from Shane. You know, there were so many great plays that he made, but probably for me, his senior year, we played Hart, which is not right. Hart was our rival, and we sent him on a sweep. And I think he took on three guys at the goal line by himself, and he got himself in there. And it was the inside, the heart, the determination that was indicative of who he was here when he was there, but also as he carried himself through college and pros.
That's who! That's Shane Vereen! That's Shane Vereen!
Growing up, my biggest dream was to play college football. As it got to the time of me trying to choose a school, I realized how important it was to try to stay as close as possible so that my parents could see me play. And fell in love with Cal and the coaching staff up there. And I had a fantastic running back coach named Ron Gould, who really made me into the player that I am today.
After three great college seasons as a Golden Bear, Shane graduated from Cal early, foregoing his senior year to declare for the 2011 NFL Draft. And his life would be forever changed when the New England Patriots selected him in the second round.
It was a huge moment for my family and I, and we still think back to that time.
Joining an already legendary New England team, Shane would get an immediate glimpse into the storied history between the Giants and Patriots.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46!
My rookie year, we lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl. And I think ever since that moment, I was kind of like, the respect level just was through the roof for the organization as a whole.
Just 3 years later, Shane would get his own taste of championship glory when the Patriots beat the Seahawks in dramatic fashion to win Super Bowl 49.
Just that experience, being able to win the biggest game really of your life, it's a feeling that it sticks with you forever, and it's a motivating factor for me now. I think back to that game, and that's why I still get up every morning and go work out, and it's why I still get up and I want to play football, and I want to be part of something bigger than myself.
Following his championship season with New England, Shane became a free agent, and Big Blue would come knocking for his services.
It was just a no-brainer for me, for the Giants. I've always looked up to them as being an organization that is at the highest level. So when I got the opportunity, I think I jumped at it, and yeah, I'm here now.
With his versatile catch-and-run skill set, Vereen would quickly become one of Eli Manning's favorite new targets.
Back to throw, throws it for Vereen to the right, touchdown Giants. Easy catch for Vereen.
Vereen had a promising start to his new chapter in New York, recording four touchdowns and over 750 all-purpose yards in 2015. But early in the 2016 season, he'd be sidelined with a triceps injury.
Being out all last year, it felt like, you know, I'm itching to get back. I'm itching to feel like I'm a part of it again.
Good. Good. Step it up. Four.
Out of there. Good.
Shane has worked hard this offseason to get healthy. And with him back in the lineup, he hopes to help the Giants in their pursuit of a fifth Vince Lombardi trophy.
Rehab process is good. I'm feeling good. I'm excited to get going and just to continue to compete and just to be known as a tough competitor, a unique player, and the best teammates.
We are just getting started here on the program. When we come back, we'll turn things over to Madeline Burke and Brandon London, and they'll look back at that 10-year anniversary celebration last week at MetLife Stadium as we continue with Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota, after this. This look at Shane Vereen, brought to you by Verizon.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Now, Brandon, this is the 10-year anniversary of the 2007 Super Bowl champion Giants team that you were a part of.
And
you celebrated that team this past weekend.
Oh, man, I'm still recovering for the weekend. I had a great time with the guys. But you know what's the best part about it?
What?
Is that even though it's 10 years later, everyone kind of looks a little different, but the chemistry is still the same. And Giants fans, check it out, because I'm taking you behind the scenes. What's up, Giants fans? I'm here at Yankee Stadium. Now you know it's been 10 years since the Giants won that 2007 Super Bowl championship. I've got some of my former teammates here. We're about to check this Yankee game to kick off the weekend. Y'all ready? Get some baseball going. Check us out.
Just getting your arm warmed up.
Talent like this, baby.
These guys aren't throwing out the first pitch, they're throwing out the first football.
What's up, guys?
This is James, ladies and gentlemen. Will you welcome back to the field?
Hey, fellas, just please, don't embarrass us. The 2007 championship reunion weekend continues with
the New York football.
Yeah!
That's who's here. That's where we at.
So we're here at Ellis Island for the kickoff of the dinner. Hey, you ready?
Let's do it, man. I'm hungry, ready to party. 42 is in the house. That's Super Bowl champion 42, Giants. In case you didn't forget.
Now, when I was on the practice squad, I used to work hard for y'all being T.O., Joey Galloway, Donald Driver.
Everybody.
I appreciate you guys.
Likewise, though.
The Giants what?
D.B.'s.
It just feels good just to be around the guys again. You know, we played so many years together. We know each other all enough to build, man. So just to be in their presence again, these guys will relive some of those memories and moments, man. Just truly amazing.
The receivers. This is the first time all the guys have been back. Been back in a group since 2007. What's it like seeing each other again?
No, it hasn't been. We just didn't invite you.
07, 08, best wideout situation you ain't seen, baby.
What's the best running back coach you're going to see?
Nothing better.
Vouch for it.
Told y'all about them dogs. True G-men right here. Dogs.
It's just such a shock that 10 years passed so fast. You know, it's a great feeling, man, to be among everybody. I went out there with him, man. Just bring back so many memories just being among everybody. So
this has always been family, so it just feels like we never lost a beat.
This was such a special group, and it's hard to believe that 10 years have passed. And, you know, I've been around this team all my life, and it was the greatest victory in the history of the franchise, and I still believe that today.
It's going to be good to be around you guys again on the turf, on our field, on that giant turf, on that giant stadium. Once again, it's champions. Yeah. So I don't think there's a better feeling. You can ask me anymore. It's a championship-type night, 42.
Giants fans, let's hear it for the team that gave you a dream season, the 2007 Super Bowl champion, New York Football Giants. Michael, the stadium is yours.
What's up, New York? We proved a lot of people wrong and that we are the Super Bowl 42 champions. We didn't just win a game. We just didn't get it done. Fellas, I need a little help. What did we do? We stop you out! On behalf of the Super Bowl 42 champions, it's been 10 great years. You guys are the best in the world. New York City all the way, everybody. New York Giants, thank you.
You guys look like you picked up right where you left off out there.
Yeah, I know. And it was like, I was on a practice roster, right? So in the receiver room, I was kind of at the bottom of the totem pole. But sure. Now that I'm 32 years old, a mining tumor, I'm not getting donuts anymore. You get your own donuts.
He's grown now. He doesn't have to do the errand.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. I got you. All right. Keep it right here. We've got more Giants Access Blue coming up after the break. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Now, Brandon, you've been on a little bit of a tour to schedule this season, going everywhere this Giants team is going on the road. Where have you been recently?
Philadelphia. And I found out that Philly is about more than cheesesteaks and the Liberty Bell. Here's another edition of Giants on the Road, presented to you by United Airlines. Big Blue will make its annual trip down the Turnpike in week 3 to face off against their bitter rivals for an NFC East showdown that is sure not to disappoint. And if you're one of those proud fans of the G-Men and are making the pilgrimage south this weekend to brave the heckling fans at Lincoln Financial Field, well, you might have some extra time on your hands before the game. And Philly is one of the most historic cities in the United States, with lots of iconic sites to take in. You obviously have to go to Independence Hall to see where our founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. You can check out the Liberty Bell or stroll down Elfbert's Alley, the oldest residential street in the country. Or you can visit the Betsy Ross House to see where the first American flag was sewn. Are you an Eagles fan?
Of the flying bird?
The Philadelphia Eagles, the football team. They didn't have that back then, though?
Many of these words I'm not familiar with.
Okay. Print. Now, doing the tourist thing can make any football fan hungry. But fear not, because this city has so much great food to offer. If you want to hang with the folks in traditional 1700s garb, you can dine at City Tavern. Or you can head down to Market Street and visit Reading Terminal to shop around with the Pennsylvania Dutch. But let's be honest, when you come to Philly, it's all about the cheesesteaks. Now, everyone knows about the famous Pats and Geno's and their own inner city rivalry, but I wanted a true local feel, so I'm checking out Steve's Prince of Steaks. You love your boy Carson Wentz.
I love him. He's the real deal. He's bringing this one home this year.
You think so?
I think so.
Now, I know I was supposed to get a steak cheesesteak, but I did chicken because it's the Eagles.
I see you have the Carson Wentz jersey on. He could be the savior of Philadelphia. What are you guys thinking about him?
He is the savior of Philadelphia. Great quarterback.
And you finally got him some weapons. Alshon Jeffrey. Like
everyone knew.
But be honest, still not enough to beat those New York Giants, though, huh? Carson Wentz and the new-look Eagles definitely have the city buzzing. And the Giants will have to be on their A-game in order to beat the Dirty Birds in their own house. It all goes down here at the Link at 1 p.m. on Sunday, so be sure to tune in to Giants-Eagles.
Look, Madeline, if you go down to Philly, just do me the favor and don't make the mistake of getting a chicken cheesesteak. Get the regular Philly steak cheesesteak.
You gotta go Philly. It's Philly cheese steak,
yeah,
not Philly cheese chicken.
It's my bad. It's
do
my
better.
Bad, coach.
Do
my bad
better.
Coach.
Do better. You know one guy who would know a lot about Philly cheesesteaks? Justin Pugh. He's actually from Philadelphia. We got to know him a little bit better. Here's 50 Yards with Justin Pugh, presented by Quest Diagnostics. Justin, first of all, I understand you grew up in the thick of Eagles territory, but we got to ask you this. Is Geno's or Pat's the better sandwich?
Neither. I'm actually a Tony Luke's fan.
Okay.
And Steve Steaks. Those are my go-tos.
Okay. What's your favorite thing to do on an off day in New York?
Going to the city. I mean, it's so crazy. It's unlike any city in the world. Try some of the food, obviously the pizza. I'm an offensive lineman, so you know I like to eat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Pizza, pasta. What's your favorite meal to have before a game?
I gotta keep it light before the game because I do get like a lot of jitters. So I do like, you know, the grilled chicken, the pasta. But when I'm out of here, I always go Italian.
Ooh.
You know, the pasta's a chicken parm.
Chicken parm solid.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
The post-game meal, you gotta get that hearty, right?
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
All right. Well, it's been 50 Yards with Justin Pugh.
To change that segment name to 50 Yards of Food Conversation.
I feel like you'd be about that, though.
This guy eats.
I mean, he's a lineman. He's gotta feed the frame.
Yeah.
All right, keep it right here. We've got more Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota coming up after the break.
We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. The Giants play the Eagles tomorrow in Philadelphia. Now, Philadelphia has not always been kind to the New York Giants. But in 2007, the Giants, who were the Road Warriors, went down to Philadelphia and won a thriller at Lincoln Financial Field.
High drama at the Link. Are underway.
McNabb fakes the handoff, rolls right under pressure, checks down to Westbrook. No one's guarding him. Westbrook walks in for the touchdown. Manning back, screen left for Jacobs with blockers to the 10, stumbles at the 15, and shoulder down at the 19-yard line.
Manning, play fake, back to throw. Slides left, deep over the middle. Burris makes a sliding catch at the Philadelphia 46.
Manning takes the snap, back to throw, slants it left for Burris at the 5 to the goal line, touchdown Plexico Burris!
There goes your man-to-man treatment.
Here
one
you
on
go.
One, and he beat him cleanly.
White clock is running, here comes Akers. This will be a 57-yarder. Akers set, snap, spot, kick on its way, does it have the distance? It is no good! It hit the right upright! It hit the right upright! Oh. Get the Giants to 9-4.
The Giants will try to repeat history of 2007 tomorrow in Philadelphia, maybe with a little less drama. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. Okay, guys, I know you feel like the sky is falling right now with the way the Giants have started their season at 0-2, and they've had a lot of problems getting the offense going, but the season is not lost. The one thing you have to remember is this is a football team that went 11-5 last year with a lot of the same personnel, so they have a winning mindset. They're not like some of the teams that haven't experienced any kind of winning and are beaten down. This team is super confident, despite the fact that the results haven't gone their way. And I know as fans out there and even members of the media, you know, you let it linger. You let it carry with you for a long time. The players don't. I know it's hard to believe, but they kind of eliminate that from their mindset, and they take each week as a new and separate entity. They don't think about what happened on Monday Night Football and the loss to the Lions or what happened in the weekend opener against the Cowboys. For the players, that might as well have happened last season. So what the Giants need to do is rally together in this football game and just try to punch the Philadelphia Eagles in the mouth with physical play. That's really the key in order to win down there. If you play passively, Philadelphia is going to want to jump on you. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course on Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Pop. We'll see you next week for another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. MetLife, navigating life together.